Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a pretty big question, one that might just change how you see the internet.
Yeah, the question is the web still fundamentally human? Or have bots and AI kind of taken over?
Exactly. We're digging into a report called The Dead Internet Theory. Is the web still human? It raises some unsettling points.
It does. It tries to put some structure and data behind that feeling, you know, that things online just feel different lately.
So our goal here is to unpack the arguments in this report, look at the evidence they present,
right,
and figure out what it all means for, well, for you, navigating the internet day to day.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so first up, the report hits us with a pretty wild statistic. Almost half, it says 49.6%, based on a 2024 report of all internet traffic, isn't human. It's bots.
Almost half. Yeah, that's huge. It's nearly parity, humans and bots.
Right. So what are these bots actually like doing out there? And why should we be paying attention to this number?
Well, the scope is pretty vast. It's way beyond just, you know, simple spam bots these days. You've got everything from bots scraping content off websites wholesale to much more malicious stuff like coordinating cyber attacks. And with so much non-human activity, it gets incredibly tricky to tell who or what you're actually interacting with online. Is it a real person or just code?
Yeah, that really throws the whole idea of authentic engagement into question, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If nearly half the users aren't users at all, what does that comment thread or those like counts even mean?
And then you add the next layer.
Yeah.
AI-generated content. The report talks about tools like ChatGPT, DALE. They're just flooding platforms. Reddit, YouTube, Facebook, you name it.
Oh, definitely. We're seeing this explosion of content that feels, well, repetitive sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or low quality, almost like sophisticated spam, but generated by AI.
And it's getting harder and harder to spot, right?
Yeah.
To tell the difference between something a person genuinely created and something an AI spat out.
That's the core issue. What happens to actual human creativity and originality when so much of the feed is essentially artificial?
And can you even trust the information if it might have just been, well, hallucinated by an AI?
Exactly. The trust factor is massive.
The report also digs into how bots have like infiltrated social media platforms themselves.
Yeah, they bring up X, you know, formerly Twitter. During the whole Musk acquisition saga, the estimates for bot accounts were floating around 11 to almost 14%.
That's a pretty significant chunk of the voices in any given conversation potentially being automated.
A huge chunk. And it's not just text. Remember those weird shrimp Jesus images that went viral on Facebook?
Oh, vaguely, yeah. Kind of bizarre.
Totally bizarre and totally AI generated. It just shows how this artificial stuff can really dominate the visual landscape, too. Capture attention, go viral.
So it's not just background noise. It's actively shaping what we see and talk about.
Precisely. If a large portion of what trends or gets shared is driven by bots or AI, it distorts our perception of reality, of what people actually think or care about.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, the report touches on something I think a lot of us feel in our gut. Search engines. Specifically Google.
Ah, yes. The idea that they seem to prioritize content that's like perfectly optimized for the algorithm, often over content that's genuinely useful or original from a human perspective.
Right. And they mentioned Google themselves kind of admitted this in 2024, saying search results were getting clogged with websites created for search engines instead of people.
Which is quite an admission, isn't it?
It really is. It feels like the system rewards stuff designed to game it rather than stuff designed to, you know, inform or connect with people.
And the result, the report argues, is this homogenization. The internet starts to feel very samey.
Yeah, like you're seeing slight variations of the same optimized content everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if everyone's chasing the same algorithmic dragon, it makes it incredibly difficult for truly independent voices or unique perspectives to actually get discovered. They just get buried.
And it's not just about finding cool blogs or whatever. The report highlights a more concerning side. Manipulating online discourse, especially politics.
Yes, this is a really serious point. They cite the 2016 U.S. election, where estimates suggested nearly one-fifth of all election-related chatter on Twitter was driven by bots.
One-fifth? That's staggering. Automated accounts potentially trying to sway opinions on that scale.
It is. And there was another study mentioned about bot activity after mass shooting events.
Oh, right. I remember reading about that.
Yeah, showing how bots were used to amplify certain narratives or sometimes just sow confusion and distort the conversation during incredibly sensitive times.
It really makes you question the health of our online public square, doesn't it?
Definitely. If these crucial conversations are being subtly, or not so subtly, shaped by automated actors who might have hidden agendas, well, how can we have genuine, informed public debate?
You can't, really, or at least it becomes much, much harder. And all this stuff, the bots, the AI content, the algorithmic manipulation, it feeds into this general feeling the report talks about, this sense that human interaction online just isn't what it used to be.
Right, that feeling when you encounter automated responses everywhere or comment sections that just feel off, like they're populated by bots talking to each other.
Or AI-curated feeds that feel less like discovery and more like being fed a specific diet.
Exactly. It can diminish the sense of real community, of authentic conversation. You start wondering if those connections are real or just, you know, echoes in the machine.
And this leads to a perhaps more provocative idea in the report that the platforms themselves might be, well, complicit.
Mm-hmm. The argument is that maybe, just maybe, the big platforms have an incentive to let this AI and bot activity flourish.
How so?
Well, think about their business model. It relies on high engagement metrics, clicks, shares, time spent scrolling.
Right, that's what they sell to advertisers. Eyeballs and engagement.
Exactly. So the theory goes, maybe bots and endless AI content help keep those numbers looking high, creating an appearance of constant activity and buzz, even if genuine human engagement might actually be declining.
That's a pretty cynical view. But I can see the business logic, unfortunately. Keep the platform looking busy, keep the ad revenue flowing.
It's certainly a perspective presented in the report, and it raises questions about what the platforms are optimizing for.
And the report points to things we might actually notice, like potential red flags, repetitive posts, comments that look suspiciously similar across different accounts.
Yeah, or those weird sudden spikes in likes or shares on something that doesn't seem organically popular. Those anomalies in engagement metrics.
Have you noticed that kind of thing more?
I think once you start looking for it, you definitely see patterns that feel less than human sometimes. It's like putting on a different pair of glasses and suddenly parts of the web look a bit synthetic.
And the implications for just like basic information are huge, aren't they?
Absolutely massive. If AI can generate plausible sounding text or realistic looking images so vastly, the potential for spreading misinformation, fake news, misleading content, it just skyrockets.
It becomes so much harder to verify anything. Trying to find that needle of truth in an ever-growing haystack of AI-generated noise.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us squarely to the big ethical and societal questions the report raises.
Like, what does transparency even mean if you don't know if you're talking to a human or not? Who's accountable when AI spreads harmful lies?
And this idea of AI potentially shaping public opinion on a massive scale, maybe without much human oversight or ethical guidance, that's a really significant concern for democracy, for society.
These are fundamental questions, really, about our relationship with technology, about who controls the narrative.
And whether we're losing some essential human element in our digital lives.
Okay, so the report then pivots a bit, focusing specifically on the role big tech plays in all this. It introduces this concept of digital enclosures. Can you unpack that for us?
Yeah, think of it like this. The major platforms Meta, so Facebook, Instagram, Google, with YouTube, TikTok, X, they aren't just places we visit online. The report argues they're design environments engineered to capture and keep our attention.
Like a walled garden.
Exactly. Their whole business model is based on engagement, right? Keeping you scrolling, watching, clicking, so they can serve you more ads.
And they use all sorts of tricks to do it. The infinite scroll, those algorithms that seem to read your mind.
The constant notifications pinging you, the little dopamine hits from likes and shares. It's all designed to be psychologically sticky.
The report backs this up with some numbers, too. Like, in 2023, the average person apparently spent 2.5 hours a day on social media.
2.5 hours. And think about the money Meta and TikTok alone pulled in, over $200 billion in ad revenue that year.
Wow. That's a colossal amount of human attention being monetized.
It really is. And a key part of this enclosure idea is how they actively discourage you from leaving their space.
What do you mean?
Well, the report points out how platforms like Instagram and X often seem to penalize posts that contain links sending users offsite. YouTube might subtly discourage creators from directing viewers elsewhere too easily.
Ah, so they want to keep you inside their walls, consuming their content, seeing their ads, Facebook's walled garden approach, basically.
Precisely. It's all about maximizing the time you spend within their ecosystem.
Which leads directly to another problem.
Mm-hmm.
These information silos or filter bubbles.
Right, because the algorithms are constantly personalizing your feed based on what you've liked or watched before.
You end up mainly seeing stuff that confirms your existing views or interests.
Exactly. It limits your exposure to different perspectives, to dissenting opinions. It can make it harder to have a balanced understanding of complex issues.
And the report suggests it's not just passive filtering. Platforms might actively boost content they approve of, maybe stuff from major partners or advertisers.
While potentially suppressing or shadow banning independent voices or content that challenges the status quo. Often without any real transparency.
They bring up the Facebook whistleblower, Frances Haugen, from 2021.
Yeah, her revelations were huge. She showed how Facebook's own research indicated their algorithms were prioritizing inflammatory, divisive content simply because it got more engagement, more clicks, more shares, even if it was harmful or untrue.
So engagement over truth or safety, essentially.
That was the core allegation, yes. It paints a picture of these platforms as not just neutral conduits, but active shapers of our information environment, often driven by profit motives.
And it feels like traditional search engines are becoming less central, maybe?
The report argues that, especially for younger generations, people are increasingly getting news and information directly within social media feeds, not necessarily by searching on Google.
And even when you do use Google search, the results often seem cluttered with paid ads, SEO spam.
And now, increasingly, that AI-generated content we talked about earlier, it's harder to find genuinely authoritative human-written information.
Even places like Reddit or Quora, which people used to use for finding real answers from real people,
are now grappling with AI-generated answers flooding the zone, making it harder to trust what you read there, too. News aggregators often seem to prioritize big corporate media outlets.
So the overall effect, according to the report, is that we're kind of getting trapped in these controlled digital spaces.
Yeah, spaces where our discovery of authentic, diverse, or perhaps dissenting information is limited by algorithms and commercial interests.
And it seems like regular users are noticing this change.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just a theory in a report.
Definitely. The report mentions anecdotal evidence, people on Reddit posting nostalgically about the old internet, how it felt freer, more random, more human.
You hear creators on YouTube or Substack sometimes talking about feeling like their content gets suppressed if it touches on controversial topics.
Mm-hmm. And there's that whole subreddit, Our Dead Internet Theory, where people share personal experiences, testimonials about encountering what feels like a more homogenized, manipulated, less real version of the web.
So it's tapping into a real vein of public sentiment, this feeling that something's been lost.
It really seems to be. It resonates with a lot of people's lived experience online today.
Which brings us to the report's conclusion, and it's pretty provocative. It asks, essentially, has the original promise of the internet, that open, free exchange of ideas, diverse voices, has it been fundamentally undermined by algorithmic capitalism?
It's a heavy question. The report uses that term digital enclosure again, arguing that big tech's architecture, their ad models, the constant tracking, the whistleblower accounts, it all points towards a system designed for control.
Describing the internet less as a public square and more as a corporate-owned attention farm. That's a striking phrase.
It is, where authenticity is often engineered or at least heavily curated, and spontaneous human interaction is perhaps throttled in favor of predictable, monetizable engagement.
The idea being that we're not freely exploring anymore, but being sort of herded through these manufactured, monitored online experiences.
That's the core argument, yes.
Right.
A pretty sobering assessment of where things might stand.
Okay, so wrapping this up, this deep dive into the Dead Internet Theory source material, it lays out a really compelling case. Maybe unsettling, but compelling.
It definitely gives you a framework for understanding why the internet might feel so different now. The sheer volume of non-human activity combined with this platform control.
Right. It forces you to ask some really big questions. Like, what does authenticity even mean online anymore? Who's actually controlling the narratives you see every day?
Can we, you know, fundamentally trust the digital environment we spend so much time in?
And that final thought from the report really sticks with you. The question is no longer if the internet has changed, but whether there's still a way out.
Mm-hmm. It leaves you thinking, doesn't it, about your own experiences online, about the systems shaping what you see and interact with. Definitely food for thought.